Well, I think video installation is really still, like any form of art, and is an evolving form. One of the interesting things that the Moreland Gallery director Andrea Fisher was saying when I was over to visit Waves and Currents, which is their new exhibit, is that video artists are really challenged these days because there is so much video in our culture that an artist really has to find a different way to present it so that it doesn't just sort of blend in with everything that is already out there, kind of assaulting our senses, so to speak. Waves and Currents is really interesting because it is two presentations of water through very different forms. One half of the room is a piece by Georgie Friedman called Dark Swell, and it is filmed water projected on a curved cloth surface, and you can stand outside and look at it, or you can go inside and walk around on it, and it even lie on the floor and look up at it if you want, which, we are talking a college campus, so there might be people inclined to do that sort of thing. And, really get different perspectives on this video. The other one is a series of these cones that are made from fiber optic wires there are 36 of these that are laid out on the floor, and you can kind of walk among them while the water video is projected. So just really kind of, neat different experiences utilizing video that are on display.
And we have the 12th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks coming up, and to memorialize the people lost in that, there's a production in Lexington. It opens on Tuesday that essentially, in a sense, uses the eulogies delivered at the time to remember some of the people whose lives were sacrificed.
This was a play that came out the year after 9/11. It came out within months of 9/11. It's called The Guys by Ann Nelson. And it recounts Nelson's experience of helping a New York City fire chief, write eulogies for his men that were lost in trying to save people at the World Trade Center on 9/11. I've seen it before several years ago. There were a lot of productions of it in the few years following 9/11, and they've tailed off in recent years. I haven't seen any in a while, but this is an independent group in town. Director Jenny Christian is working with actor Russell Mendez and actress Peggy Stamps to bring this to life. But the accounts are really very, detailed and moving depictions of these men who, basically ran into harm's way from a very new fireman who had just gotten on the job, and this was sort of his first real fire that he was going to a real veteran who was their old reliable hand coming up with solutions to problems and stuff, and just the memories of each of these few folks who were lost on that day, who represent the hundreds and thousands of people that we lost on 9/11.
And the Herald Leader essentially embarks on an arts event of its very own. This is something that you guys work on. You've essentially put together an arts calendar, a supplement to the newspaper that outlines, lists all the upcoming arts events for the next year.
I always, even before I was an arts reporter myself, for many years, I always viewed the arts calendar as an event unto itself, just in that, what our calendar folks and editors have been doing. And I really always say I play a real small role in this myself, but have been doing for the past month is culling together a whole section of the paper that is basically laying out your arts year for you in this region, with calendars covering theater, dance, visual arts, classical music, and pop music for the region. So, if you're a fan not only of local Lexington area arts, but of places like the Cincinnati Symphony or Actors Theater of Louisville, you're going to find your calendars in there. So I always suggest getting the hard copy and sitting down with a, you know, red pen and circling the shows that you want to go see, because there is a lot going on.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.